Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our two excellent friends on the show, two great Brain Trust members, one 11-year member and one 6-year member. Clara Villarosa is here, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's one of my heroes. She is the author of Down to Business. She's been a business owner longer than most of you have been alive. She just had an amazing birthday, and she's our good friend, Clara Villarosa. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
She's a mom. She's a grandmom. She's an awesome. And then also joining us is Donald Hunter. Don has been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 16 years. And he is an executive coach and a real estate investor and one of the smartest guys in our Brain Trust. He's our good friend. Joining us, Claire's in New York. And Donald is on the other side of the country in San Francisco. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Say hello to Claire.
Good morning. Hi, Claire.
Hi there. How are you? Glad to hear your voice.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, guys, it's Black History Month. February is Black History Month. Is it important, Donald, that we have a Black History Month? We don't have an Asian History Month. We don't have whatever. Is it important to have a Black History Month?
Well, I think it's important for African Americans to reflect on our history and where we've come from, and have an understanding of that. Yeah, I do. Regardless of who else doesn't or does have the same, I think it's important for us.
Claire, Black Americans have been part of our history since the beginning, haven't they?
That's right. And the New York Times recently did a special edition called 1619.
That was great.
That's the time, when we first arrived. And it points out the effect of our coming and being here and how it's affected so many different industries and culture.
And the world economy, Clara. And by the way, let me put 1619 in perspective. That was the year before the Pilgrims. Go ahead, Clara.
Yes, that's right, when they brought slaves to the United States. Mm-hmm. And as I reflect on it and think about it, our history, I did this in the bookstore because I really wanted us to recognize what we have contributed to this country, beginning as slaves. And if it wasn't for us doing the work, it wouldn't be where it is today.
Right. No, there's no question about it.
And the work was free.
Well, right. And there's no question that the shoulders, Don, so many of the shoulders that we stand on as Americans of all races and communities. In fact, the people around the world stand on the shoulders of all the black people who've gone before us in the history of America. Would you say that, Don?
I would say that I don't know about standing on the shoulders, but I would say that, as Claire has pointed out, there's certainly been significant contributions.
You understand when I say standing on their shoulders, that's a comment of respect. You understand what I mean by that, right? I mean, when I heard what's the great poet? Tell me your name, Claire. The great black poet. She died recently. You know who I'm talking about. I heard her talk about standing on
Toni
the shoulders.
Morrison was the
No, the other one. Anyway, I heard her talk.
I know what you're talking about.
I heard her give a speech one time. I'll say it in a minute. I heard her give a speech one time, Don, and she talked about the shoulders of the people who went before her, who she stood on. That's where I got the term. I'm standing on their shoulders.
Legacy.
We're standing on Lincoln's shoulders. We're standing on your children will stand on your shoulders. And we have to I think we're justified in including the black race as being part of the shoulders that we stand on in America today.
Yeah, and I can point out one thing in terms of standing on our shoulders, and that's the determination.
Yeah.
I think. And when you think of more of a spiritual or value-based contribution.
Maya Angelou is who I was talking about. Hey, Don.
Maya Angelou, right.
I got tricked quickly. I can't believe you two let me come up with that name. I'm really thought that I didn't.
I'm teasing.
I'm just teasing you. I heard her speak one time, and it was one of the most amazing speeches I ever heard. And she talked about standing on shoulders. Right back with Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.